so your cursed well. Good God, we have paid it in. When you chained men in your fields to the strike of a week ago, you have taken our lives, our husbands and wives, called it your legal share. But if blood be the price of your lawful wealth, good God, we have bought it fair. Good God, we have bought it fair.
Willie Carlisle, we have fed you all for 1,000 years. His new album, his fourth, just out now, called A Winged Victory. Earlier on in the show, played some Margo Price, who absolutely rocked it. I was down at Blue Ox Music Festival this weekend and going to be featuring some of my favorite sets throughout the show today. Also saw Willie Carlisle, incredible performer, did a lot of solo stuff or just with a bass player, but totally commanding a whole festival audience. That is a song that Utah Phillips had done. The words are from an unknown author from the early 1900s, and very much in that style as Willie Carlisle. Lots of old folk songs, working class tunes that he is deeply a scholar of. Had Ann Feeney before that. We just come to work here. We don't come to die. It is 2 minutes after 10 o'clock, and you are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kaxe.org. Let's check out our forecast. Sunny today, highs in the low 80s. There's a slight chance of showers later on this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 60. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. And very similar for Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 80s around the area. It is, this makes it easy for me, pretty much the same forecast all across northern Minnesota, 75 degrees and sunny right now. It is a beautiful Tuesday. Thank you for hanging out and supporting People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. We are just getting into our second hour of the show. And let's hear from SG Goodman. Played at Riverfest last year. Did you get to see her? It's kind of the place where you might, alongside seeing favorites or artists on the headliner that you've been with for a long time, also discovering new artists. I heard from a lot of folks that SG Goodman set kind of turned them into big fans. That is what Riverfest is all about. Going to have another great one later this year. And SG Goodman herself is going to be in Duluth with Trampled by Turtles on Saturday. Her new album's called Planting by the Signs. Here's I'm in Love on KAXE.
Not singing like a late night talking fool. I've been trespassing on my neighbors, swimming naked through their pool. Well, I've forgotten all my friends, but I know they can tell. Crying
Jones with saxophonist Nubia Garcia. That one is called Nubia's Side of Town. Little jazz dub psychedelia for you on Nubia Garcia. She's a saxophone player from England's album came out late last year. She kind of wrapped it up with a sort of similar, very tripped out dubby jazz piece that I was a big fan of. And I saw that she had kind of taken a stab at it a little bit earlier, featuring on that one. Reed Turkey before that. Turchi, Get Back Train from World on Fire. I really like the pace of that blues tune. And S.G. Goodman, I'm in Love. Got the rippers, got the ballads, making you feel things. S.G. Goodman planting by the signs so far. 3 for 3 on a pretty incredible run of fantastic albums to kick off her career. This is Headwaters here on KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. And I've been hearing from folks with our slice of green cheese earlier. The answer was Walkman. So I was wondering if folks could send in Walkman stories or what they were hearing in the early days of Walkman mobile music listening, because I was more of a, you know, what do they call the clamshell? Does that have a specific name? That little CD player that kind of clamshelled open. That was what I first listened to. Music on the road. But we heard from Steve. He said he don't remember the first Walkman, his family's first one, but he remembers his first one in the 90s, which was the coolest thing ever. You could control bass, treble, and there was a button for bass boost. He said very important for a preteen in the early 90s. We also heard from Jennifer. Said she was listening to lots of Wilson Phillips and Amy Grant on her Walkman, although she was pretty sure hers was not a Sony. It might have been a Panasonic. Also heard from Monica. Said it got her first Walkman when it came out. She was a sophomore in high school and had begged for it for Christmas. Her parents let her older sister pick out the cassettes, who went with Born to Run by Springsteen, Private Dancer by Tina Turner, and Combat Rock by The Clash. The Clash got the most play. Very, very cool. If you had a Walkman, have any stories you remember from first getting it, what you were listening to at that time, send them in to 218-326-1234. Coming up, we're going to keep the music going with L. Michael's Affair. We receive support from Mississippi Music, a weekly summer concert series at the Bemidji Waterfront, featuring live music, food vendors, a beer garden, and more. On Wednesday, July 9th, Mike Gunther and the Total Crapshoot take the stage starting at 6 p.m. The event is open to all, no tickets required. More on Facebook at Mississippi Music at the Bemidji Waterfront. And from Grand Rapids Arts, connecting artists and audience, encouraging creativity and collaboration through monthly First Friday art walks and more. Information is available at grandrapidsarts.org. Our listeners love supporting the businesses that support KAXE. If you are interested in connecting with our listeners, call 218-326-1234. Ask for Peggy, Jen, or Chris. A big thank you to all of our current business supporters. In just about 15 minutes at the Grand Rapids Area Library, there is a musical story time event with Diddy Wish. Tomorrow, you can catch Mike Mraz at Big Axe Brewing in Nisswa. That's at 5 o'clock. Kitschy Boogie performing at the Paul and Babe statue in Bemidji around 6. And then later on at night, Mark Joseph and the American Soul will be at Zorba's in Park Rapids. That one is at 9. We will keep you updated on live music around the area as you tune in throughout the day to KAXC and check out the set list at kaxc.org. Also, for a variety of events across many different areas, arts, different fundraisers, different things that are going on that we want you to know about, check out Events Up North as well. You can find that right now, the latest edition at kaxc.org. And we also receive support from the First National Bank of Coleraine, since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors, with branches in Coleraine and Grand Rapids. Let's listen to the L. Michaels Affair. This is a project led by Leon Michaels, been around the Daptone crew for a long time as a producer, multi-instruments, and a really, really big figure in their sound. In his own music, he often draws from a lot of different guest vocalists, and he's got an album coming out in September called 24 Hour Sports. Already, I see the list here. It's going to be featuring songs with Norah Jones, definitely a great fit, Rahsaan Roland Kirk for some jazz legends, indie artist Claro, Haja, another Brazilian artist you hear a lot here on KAXE, and I was really excited to see this new single, which features Florence Aduni, a Ghanaian artist that was a big fan of her last album, a prior album of the week here on KAXE. Their new collaboration, we're going to check it out right now, is called Say Goodbye here on Headwaters.
Oh!
Howard Radio. KAXE is what you're tuned into, and the band from their debut album, Music from Big Pink, which was released on this day, July 1st, back in 1968. Giving folks a taste of the band, although they were still doing some songs written by Bob Dylan, very much their first step out into the world on their own. In a Station is the name of that one. Well before that, let's see, way back in 1915, blues legend Willie Dixon was born. We heard a song that he wrote, produced, played bass on, sung by Coco Taylor, Wang Dang Doodle. Doesn't get much more fun to say than that. It's almost 30 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's Headwaters here on KAXE. Thanks for tuning in today and supporting this radio station. We do need you to continue that by heading to protectmypublicmedia.org to connect to your elected officials, as our funding recently voted on by the House to rescind federal funding. Now it is at the Senate. Public media like KAXE brings you fact-checked news, connection to community, and great music. Free to everyone with no paywall. Public radio stations play a critical role in getting timely, accurate emergency information to the public, especially in rural and underserved areas.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE, KBXE.
Tell Congress. Go to protectmypublicmedia.org. They'll help you out. Tell them to protect the funding that keeps KAXE and stations like us on the air. Thank you for your support. You can make a difference. We'll be heading to a little Sufjan Stevens in just a moment here. Another birthday artist for you. And Before the World Cafe, still to come, Duran Jones and the Indications, Irish blues prodigy Murrin Bradley, U.S. Girls, and more. You will have to stick around to find out. Support for KEXE comes from the 19th annual Lake Bemidji Dragon Boat Festival, a summer tradition on the shores of Lake Bemidji, July 30th through August 2nd. Team registration deadline is July 15th. More information available at BemidjiDragonBoat.com. And support comes from L&M Fleet Supply, carrying a variety of products for your next outdoor adventure with 13 locations across the Northland. More at LMSupply.com. United Way of Bemidji and the Community Resource Connections are coordinating storm relief efforts like debris removal and more for residents on private property. Find resources at 218-333-0880 or crcinform.org. Donations to the Disaster Recovery Fund can be made at unitedwaybemidji.org. Nonprofits may apply for funding on behalf of their clients or organizations. And sending a big shout out, lots of love to all of our Bemidji community, anyone affected by that terrible storm that rolled through town. We will, again, more resources and different information is collected in one spot at KAXE.org. So check that out if you're looking for more information on where to get help and removal and different areas of that. Sufjan Stevens, another birthday. Let's keep that rolling right along. Things that happened on this day. And it's a song that is, you know, it's his birthday today. This is a song that 3 days from now. From Kerry and Lowell, here is 4th of July on Headwaters.
was it all a disguise, like junior high, where everything was fiction, future and prediction? Now where am I, my fading supply? Did you get enough love, my little dove? Why do you cry? And I'm sorry I left, but it was for the best, though it never felt right, my little Versailles. My star in the sky. Such a funny thought to wrap you up in cloth. Do you find it all right, my dragonfly? Shall we look at the moon, my little loon? Why do you cry? Make the most of your life while it is right. Well, you do enough talk, my little hawk, why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.
Bought a drum from a man who cried, and the children's shoes on the ceiling, and the way that you hold my hand. And I yelled and I didn't know the reason, but I knew that you'd understand. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time, I know they do. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Will we go like the woolly mammoth or the deer dodo? Gone like the bachman's warbler, disappeared like the melting snow. Little Mary on a fruit bat, or the bright old white-eyed bird, or will we keep on running? I like the sound of the buffalo herd. That Sky Red Hawk recorded out on his cousin's farm up north in Minnesota. He tied the recorder in the yard, up to a gatepost waiting, slept out in a tent to hear the rumble of the big stampede that one day magically appeared. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time, I know they do. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Running wild and running free. This year tried to kill us.
cliff with you. If that means we will survive. Cause we drove out to the desert just to leave the past behind. And our footsteps fall in shadows, treading light down the canyon trail. And the sun is barely rising, and the stars like a wedding veil. And I cannot lie to you, cause you can read my mind. So I think I'll try with you. Some things just take more time. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time. Some things take time. And I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 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 Some things take time.
I know they do.
Some things take time.
I know they do.
And I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo.
go alone.
That is an artist called Anastasia. Overflow is the name of that one from her brand new album, her debut called Tether, that I checked out over this weekend. She is a kind of folk, a little bit soul at times. Very much reminds me of kind of some 90s folk rock and things that crossed over in those two worlds, a little bit Tracy Chapman. But she had been signed to a label that really wanted her to make R&B and pop music, and kind of was struggling with that for a while. Now has her debut album out with the style of music that she wants to make, and it is a pretty incredible listen. Pretty remarkable vocals on every single song. Again, Anastasia, her debut album Tether is just released. Hooray for the Riff Raff, Buffalo. Got to see them play this weekend. Been rolling through some of my favorite live sets I caught at a festival this past weekend down in Eau Claire called Blue Ox. And Hooray for the Riff Raff sets, another one of my favorites. They played very, very early, one of the first main stage artists on Saturday, which I thought was a little early for at least how much I'm a fan of their music. And they pretty much played their latest album, The Past Is Still Alive, every single song. And that one of the highlights from it, one of my favorites, top five songs I picked last year, is called Buffalo. Sophie and Steven starting things off with 4th of July. This is KAXE, where support comes from Arrow Embroidery on Northwest 5th Street in Grand Rapids, creating custom embroidered and screen printed apparel, hats, and uniforms. More info at arrowembroidery.com. And from Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving the Northland for over 25 years on the Beltline in Hibbing. Their service center provides regular maintenance and major auto repairs weekdays from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. More details are online at hibbingchrysler.us. Professional yo-yo performer Dazzling Dave will be visiting libraries in northwestern Minnesota on July 1st, today and tomorrow, including Bagley, Faustin, and Gonvick. There's dates and times at dazzlingdave.com. Can't say I've ever seen a professional yo-yo performer. Tomorrow, the Bemidji High School Marching Band invites you to meet the band starting at 5:30 at the high school. Enjoy a pulled pork dinner followed by a performance of this year's show. And then Northern Lights Music Festival is a three-week celebration of classical music, opera, and young talent across the Iron Range. It kicks off with an opening night concert tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Mesabi East High School in Aurora. Find a full schedule at northernlightsmusic.org. Getting back to the music here on Headwaters, your source for great tunes, old and new. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Here's the latest from U.S. Girls, No Fruit. They can grow with just a bit of watering.
good gal, everybody knows. She paid $100 for Albert's total clothes. He's a man, and he's done her wrong.
County Donegal, Murren Bradley, playing the blues like someone much, much older recorded that one when she was 15, her version of Frankie from I Kept These Old Blues. This is People Powered Radio, KAXC. I'm Malachi Coons. I was informed during that last set that I have absolutely no idea what day of the week it is and need to give you some updates. It is, in fact, Tuesday right now, not Monday. So, Bemidji High School Marching Band, their Meet the Band event is tonight, 5:30 at the high school, not tomorrow. It is tonight. They will have a pulled pork dinner, followed by a performance of this year's show. And the Northern Lights Music Festival, a celebration of music across the Iron Range, kicks off tonight. Not tomorrow. It's tonight, 7 p.m. at Mesabi East High School in Aurora. Sometimes it is like that, although I would rather it be Tuesday than Monday. So that is, just a win, a bit of a bright spot for me. Thanks for tuning in. Got one more song that will be taking us out of Headwaters today, The World Cafe. Is up next at 11. You are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji. At 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. The forecast for the rest of today here. Sunny, highs in the low 80s. There's a slight chance of showers late this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again, highs in the mid 80s. There's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Thursday, sunny, highs in the mid 80s. Right now, upper 70s across the board. Our high I'm seeing is in Brainerd. And in Grand Rapids here, 76, just a little bit cooler. But sunny skies around the region, looking like a beautiful day. Keep it right here on KAXE. Michael Small hosting on the river at 1.